This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore today. The Prime Minister is visiting Brunei at the invitation of Sultan Haji Hassan Al Bolkiah. This will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. On the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on the 4th and 5th of September at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. The Centre has notified the constitution of the 23rd Law Commission. The term of the Commission will be for a period of 3 years from 1st September 2024 till 31st August 2027. The Commission will have a full-time chairperson and 4 full-time members, including Member Secretary. Secretary of the Department of Legal Affairs and the Secretary of the Legislative Department will be ex officio members of the panel. There can be 5 part-time members in the Commission. Serving Supreme Court and High Court judges will be chairperson and members of the Law Commission. The notification said they perform their functions on a whole-time basis up to the date of retirement from the Supreme Court or High Court or expiry of the term of the Commission, whichever be earlier. The Cabinet Committee on Security has approved the proposal for the procurement of 240 aero engines for the Su-30 MKI aircraft of the Indian Air Force. The approval was granted under the Buy Indian category from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees, inclusive of all taxes and duties. The Ministry of Defence said that the delivery of these aero engines would begin after 1 year and be completed over a period of 8 years. Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Sri Ramnath Thakur, has highlighted the need to increase storage infrastructure to reduce post-harvest losses and reduce price fluctuations during various seasons. Mr. Thakur said this while addressing a stakeholder consultation on horticulture, clusters and value chain development with a focus on vegetable clusters in New Delhi yesterday. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, officially inaugurated the Indian Institute of Technology Delhi Abu Dhabi campus yesterday. The event marked a historic moment for international engineering education, bringing the prestigious IIT brand to the UAE. The inaugural batch of 52 students were welcomed, embarking on their undergraduate journeys in computer science and engineering and energy engineering. The establishment of the campus fulfills a key aspect of the vision document launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in February 2022. This document serves as a roadmap for deepened collaboration between the two nations. Students for the UG programs were rigorously selected through the prestigious JEE Advanced Exam and the newly introduced Combined Admission Entrance Test, designed specifically for international students. This inaugural cohort brings together Indian, Emirati and international talents. The country has achieved a significant growth of 6.48% in overall coal production in August this year. The coal production reached 384.08 million tons provisional in August compared to 360.71 million tons during the same period last year. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested the former principal of the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, yesterday over financial misconduct in the medical establishment. He was being interrogated by the agency in connection with the rape and murder of a woman doctor, as well as financial irregularities at the hospital. At Paralympics 2024, India's Sumit Antil defended his javelin gold medal, creating a new record to clinch the top podium in Paris. Antil recorded a highest throw of 70.59 meters in his second attempt. In another impressive achievement for India on day 5, Nitya Shree secured a bronze medal in the women's SH6 para badminton category by defeating Indonesia's Rina Marlina with scores of 21-14 and 21-6. With these victories, India's total medal count has risen to 15, including 3 gold, 5 silver and 7 bronze medals. Heavy rain has disrupted normal life in Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat. In Telangana, at least 16 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents amid the current spell of heavy rainfall in the state. CM A. Revant Reddy visited the Khammam and Suryapet districts and took stock of the situation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.